New housing figures show the value of Australia's median dwelling rose by $71,400 in 2025. The figures from property research firm Cotality show home prices have risen by 25% over the past year. And first home buyers are unlikely to get much relief in 2026. Tim Lawless is Research Director at Cotality. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
Break down, if you would, some of those figures for the capital cities.
Yeah, there's a real range here. And at one end of the spectrum, you've got markets like Perth or Darwin, where housing values are up 16% and nearly 19% over the past year. Extraordinarily strong markets. At the other end of the spectrum, a market like Melbourne, you know, Australia's second largest city, we've seen housing values there rise a little bit less than 5% over the year, continuing what's been a really soft trajectory of values in that marketplace since the pandemic. So quite the range of performances. But below the surface, Barbara, there's a real strength in the lower end of the market. We can really see that that lower quartile of housing values is where most of that capital gain is coming from. The more expensive end of the marketplace, still delivering some growth, but certainly nowhere near as strong as that lower quartile.
And what are things looking like in regional areas?
Well, the regional markets are pretty strong. In fact, they've outperformed the capital cities through the year. Values there across the broad regional part of the country up nearly 10%, so 9.7% over the year. In dollar terms, that's about a $65,000 increase. But again, there's a real diversity here. Go to markets like, say, Albany down the south of WA. We've seen housing values there increase about 24% over the year. Markets to the west of Brisbane, like the Granite Belt, Toowoomba, Maranoa, those sort of markets up around 20% over the year as well. So there's a real range of performances here, and it really seems to be across regional Australia. It's no longer those very high-profile coastal or lifestyle markets that really outperformed through the pandemic. It's much more now rural markets that have much lower price points that are delivering the strongest gains.
Are you seeing any impact from the government's 5% deposit scheme?
Absolutely. At least indirectly, we can see, as I mentioned, that lower quartile of the market, more entry-level properties, are really pulling away in terms of value growth, whereas that upper quartile of the market's been much more a much softer outcome. And we've seen that divergence occurring since about September, so about a month before the actual first home buyer deposit guarantee was expanded. So maybe there's a little bit of speculation from either first home buyers who didn't need the 5% deposit guarantee, or possibly investors as well, just getting into the marketplace earlier before that deposit guarantee went live and riding a bit of a stronger wave of capital gain.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Cotality Research Director Tim Lawless. Tim, what's the outlook for first home buyers this year?
Well, I think we should expect housing values won't rise anywhere near as much as they did in 2025. Interest rates, of course, aren't going to be providing the same level of stimulus as they did through last year. You know, rates will probably be either on hold or maybe even a little bit higher through the year. And that's going to have an impact on confidence as well as just affordability and serviceability. But that's the other thing. I think housing affordability moved to new record highs last year. And I think that naturally will just put the brakes on price growth to some extent. Housing is very unaffordable, especially for those people looking to get into the marketplace for the first time. But we still have a chronic undersupply of housing. We're simply not expecting to see a material upswing in home building this year either.
And what about then for renters?
Well, unfortunately for renters, they've certainly seen a huge amount of rental cost increases over the past 5 years. Rents are up about 45% in 5 years. The last 12 months, rents increased a bit more than 5%. Vacancy rates did shift just a little bit higher in December, but only to 1.6% from a record low of 1.5%. So I think the reality for renters is it's going to be a very tight market in 2026, and I think we'll see further upwards pressure on rental costs, unfortunately.
Tim Lawless, thank you.
Many thanks.
Tim Lawless is Research Director at Cotality.